Tuesdays, when schedule permits, we get to talk with Maine Governor Paula Page, who is eventually headed to Washington, we understand. You're not there now, are you, Governor?
No, we're heading later on today.
Okay. You know, you have a couple of important meetings there and a follow-up on the opioid crisis. Maybe we can get to that in a moment, but George, do you think we want to start right in Augusta?
Yeah, I think probably starting with this budget thing is probably where the governor would expect this to go. We keep hearing reports that the Democrats and Republicans are about $25 million apart on how to increase public school funding. Is that too easy a headline, Governor?
It's a little bit too easy. The problem is this, George. They've had the budget since January. The Democrats have been sitting on the sideline waiting till the 11th hour. They put a gun to my head and say, sign it or you shut it down. And I will tell you, back in January, I said, pass a budget that does no harm to the state. They're not going to do harm to the state today, but they're going to make it impossible for the state of Maine to ever become prosperous. And this is the issue. And they're sticking their head in the sand. They say we need more money for education, and it's got to come from the state because property taxes are going up. And I said the reason property taxes are going up is education is only part of the problem. The bigger problem, the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been taken off the tax rolls over the last 10 years are causing property taxes to go up, and that is the land trusts, the conservation lands that we have taken out. Every year we're taking hundreds of millions of dollars off the tax rolls, and then that causes property taxes to go up, and they don't want to address that. And if they don't address that, they're doing irrevocable damage to the state going forward, and that's harmful. And so if they think that putting a gun to my head that I'm going to back down, they're sorely mistaken.
Governor, many want to see some of the reforms that Ken Fredette has talked of. Our listeners sending us messages. Yes, okay, more money for education, but give us the reforms so we can see the better scores, perhaps, for a declining enrollment. Is there serious talk about reforms in this budget?
Oh, my goodness, it's enormous reforms. It's all about reforms. And what I've told the Democrats over the weekend is, listen, pass the Republican bill, the Republican budget that they've put up, and then we will commit, meaning Ken Fredette, Mike, and I will commit to make sure we keep you whole for the education money you need. Let the reforms take a year. Let's put it in. Let's start right now. Let's work on the reforms. And if the reforms aren't working, then we will find a way to get you the rest of the money. But I am convinced that if we do the reforms, if we reduce the number of superintendents, if we go to a state teacher's contract, we can save hundreds of millions of dollars to the taxpayers of the state of Maine.
The state teacher's contract portion of it was rejected by the legislature. So is that off the table now?
No, for me it ain't.
Hmm.
It's not off the table. They want to shut her down? You put it back in or you're going to see some very, you know, I will say this. In the last week, Mike Thibodeau, the president of the Senate, and Ken Fredette have been working night and day to get us a budget. I will say Sarah Gideon has worked very, very hard, and I mean, she's trying, but she has got a caucus that is impossible. It's almost like they hate the state of Maine. I'm sorry, but I can't believe that they're trying to do the damage that they're doing. And so I just can't let them do it. And I'm not going to get on to a bad bill.
So are we going to have to shut it down?
I'm making plans, yeah. I believe we're going to shut down Friday night.
Troy Jackson indicated yesterday to us, after a quick meeting with you, that at least yesterday morning, he was optimistic that we could see something by Friday night. But that's still...
I know. They say that. We work from 6... You know, I was in meetings 6 o'clock yesterday morning, 6 a.m. till about 8:30, and I thought that we were getting somewheres. And then they go over and they talk to the Republicans, and they only gave them half the equation. They said, the governor says we could go 0.25% on the sales tax, and he would support that. What they didn't say was if they gave up the debt tax, if they brought the land trust back in line and allowed the state to investigate how much land they have taken off the tax rolls over the last decade, They didn't put that part of it. And so when we corrected them, then everything fell apart again, because they do not want to do anything that would hurt the feelings of the NRCM, and they do not want to do anything that would hurt the feelings of the MEA, and they just don't care about the Maine taxpayer.
Troy Jackson seems to, the Senate Minority Leader, seems to have had a conversation back and forth with you. We're not there. How much of what he says is on the table? He said that he thinks that you've moved, that they've moved, and he puts into the possibility of some sales tax changes. Is that still on the table?
No.
Okay.
Not going to happen. This is what I moved. They started out at $7.2 billion. I was at $6.8 billion. I have gone from $6.8 to $7.055 billion, and they haven't moved an inch. And I'm sorry, but negotiating is in good faith. And my idea in negotiating is you look a person in the eye and you say, we have a deal, and you shake hands. When I shake hands with these guys, they go across the street and they tell the opposition or their counterparts on the Republican side things that never even happened. That's not negotiating in good faith. Look, I've tried. I've worked very, very hard with Troy Jackson and with Sarah Gideon. But what they want is impossible to deliver. And without hurting our state for a decade. And they just want to break the backs of the Maine people, and I can't let it happen under my watch. And they asked me last night, what's the cost of shutting down the future of Maine? The future of Maine is worth shutting it down.
Our weekly talk with Maine Governor Paula Page. You had said to us a couple of weeks ago that there was a fiscal limit to what would be an automatic veto. Is it now 7.055?
We've hit it. And I told him, if you can go back and look at 7.55 and then find some money for education by cutting other areas or shifting, for instance, revenue sharing, reducing revenue sharing a little bit, giving it back to education. In both cases, it has to do with property taxes. Homestead exemption, that has to do with property taxes. In fact, homestead exemption is a disaster because it hurts business. But if you want to go there, I would entertain that, but you got to stay at 7.055.
Well, Governor, if it comes to pass, if the government shuts down, you have a lot of power as the governor.
I'm going to use them.
To determine which workers stay on duty and so forth. Does this mean as we head into the July 4th weekend, state parks will close?
No, state parks stay open because I'd fear for vandalism. Hmm. I take my job very, very seriously. With law enforcement and anything to do that would hurt the properties of the state of Maine, I will give preference to. And I'll also give preference to revenues. So revenue people, you're staying on the job.
Court systems?
I don't know. I got to see the impact of that. Mm. If it's just court days, then they're probably going to have to shut down. And as a matter of fact, most of them are shut down until next Wednesday anyways.
Yeah.
Mm. So I told the Democrats and Republicans, if you're really, really interested in not shutting down, let's keep working through the weekend and through the 4th, because most of the people are not working anyway, so you get time to prevent a whole lot of damage.
You're off to Washington to meet with the president and others. You're coming. When will you be back, sir?
I'm coming back Wednesday night.
I'm guessing you got your phone by your side the entire time.
That is correct.
If you had to take a thought here this morning, Governor, the last one lasted a couple of weeks. We had that camp out on the grounds. I went through it the last time around. How long would this go on, do you think?
You know, George, I would love to say that we don't have to shut down. But I honestly, the Democratic caucus, I don't know. These people, they don't understand economics. They clearly don't understand economics. You know, for instance, they keep saying that the 3% is going to bring in $320 million. In 2016, between January and May, at 7.15, we generated more income than we did this year. We're $10 million behind with 3%. We're $10 million behind. It's not generating what they think. What they don't realize is wealthy people or affluent people or people that make an over $200,000 household income, they have the option to leave, and many people are leaving, and they just simply won't get that into their thick heads. When we were at it, we are generating more income tax revenue at 7.15% than we did when we were at 8.5%. That's the facts. So more taxes doesn't mean more revenue. And for some reason, they're tied to the Maine People's Alliance, the Maine Municipal Association, MEA. And the Democratic Party is a wholly owned subsidiary of all three of those organizations.
I guess I went into the conversation optimistic. I'm coming out a little pessimistic today.
Yeah, I'm very pessimistic. As of last night, I mean, I haven't slept in 2 days because I just know what I'm going to do, and they're playing chicken with me, and I'm the worst guy in the world to play chicken with because I don't veer on either way. I go straight ahead. So if there's a collision to be had, it's coming Friday night.
Governor, you said because you know what you're going to do, or do you mean to say what you have to do?
What I have to do, because I have no choice. I've asked them in January, and I've repeated it 100 times, please do no harm to our state. Please do no harm to our elderly. Please do no harm to the hardworking Mainers. Do you know that I've asked them to we're missing 21, we're short 2,100 workers in the tourist industry this year. Some restaurants can't open for lunch. They have to open for dinner because they don't have the staff to do both. I've asked them, would you consider lowering the age of workers from 16 down to 14? Do you know that a 14-year-old in Maine, it's possible to get a work permit? However, you can't bus tables if there's liquor in the building, if there's a beer glass or a wine glass on the table, empty wine glass, empty beer glass on a table in a restaurant. A 14-year-old can't touch it.
Who passed that law?
The legislature. And then you can't, if you're 14 years old, you can't wash dishes in a restaurant because they have knives and forks in the water. You can't work in a bakery because they have electric motors and they'll, you know, you have your mixing dough and that kind of stuff. You can't work. So what's a 14-year-old going to do?
Sit home and play video games.
You got it. And so I'm just asking them to help our economy, allow these kids to start learning to work. And if you wait till they're 16, they've got video games and they don't want to work. So because they don't have not been taught to take on responsibility.